Dr. David Nabarro is the World Health Organization Special Envoy on COVID-19. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Do you like the idea of a circuit break?
What we've seen around the world is that one way of slowing down transmission of the virus is to have massive movement restrictions. They've been called lockdowns in some places. And these do certainly delay the virus moving, but they don't get rid of the virus. So when lockdowns are introduced, or in this case, a circuit break, what it can do is it can give an opportunity to the authorities to work with people to build up the capacity to do what really needs to be done, which is to learn to live with this virus and also to make certain that outbreaks don't build up. Now, learning to live with a virus involves people's behavior and involves the way in which local authorities and government work. And so, Mike, I could only comment on whether or not what's being proposed is a good idea if I knew what was going to be done with the time that is bought by introducing such a measure. Because in the end, Britain and every other country does have to learn to live with this virus and to hold it at bay. And that has got to be the objective, is building the capacity everywhere to do that. That does mean testing. It does mean local organisation. And most of all, it means working with the people, because in the end, it's the people who will solve this problem. The virus won't go away, and governments help people to do it, but it's what people do that helps everybody to get on top of it.
So I get what you're saying. It's buying time to improve people's behaviour and the testing and so forth.
Exactly.
But what would buy that time? Would, say, closing pubs, restaurants early at 10 o'clock do that?
Well, it all depends on the government's analysis of how this virus is moving around. And certainly what I'm reading from many European settings is that one of the places where the virus is particularly spreading is in the hospitality sector, which means in receptions, pubs, and other social places. But I do want to stress that certainly what we're seeing everywhere is that you can't move forward on this without full involvement of people. And basically what you want to happen is that more people do more of the right thing more of the time, because they choose to do it. And sort of enabling people to have agency and to have power in dealing with this virus is a really important next step. If people feel that they have to just do what the government tells them to do, there's quite a chance that there will be a build-up of frustration. And so finding ways to level with people and to get them involved as partners in the process of getting ahead of this virus is what every nation in the world is trying to do. Some are doing better than others, and that's partly to do with the relationship between government and people, but everywhere is giving it a try.
So that's very interesting. What is it you want people to improve about their behaviour? Is it back to the old message of hand washing? Is it about wearing masks? What are you talking about?
In the WHO, we talk about a comprehensive package of actions. And you can count them on the fingers of one hand. It's maintaining distance. It's face protection. It's hygiene. Hygiene in terms of washing hands, cleaning surfaces, and protecting your mouth when you cough. It's staying out the way when you're sick, and that's really important. And it's protecting people who are particularly vulnerable because of age or other illness, or where they live or where they work.
The government is clearly very, very averse to the idea of introducing a new national lockdown. They haven't taken it off the table, but is that attitude right?
Well, we very much support that, because none of us in the WHO or in the rest of the United Nations likes lockdown as a primary response to this virus. What happens in lockdown? Answer: poor people get hit really hard. They get poorer. They get exposed to illness, and they get affected by the containment measures. Instead, we'd like to see a lot of emphasis on working with people and local authorities to find ways to get ahead of this virus by making sure that everybody is able to protect themselves against infection by adopting these five protective measures that I've said, and by having really well-functioning public health services. Central to this is testing, and we are in a tricky situation everywhere in Europe with testing right now, but I do think efforts to prioritise who should be eligible for tests are really important, because once you've got the testing working, you need the results quickly, because you use it to decide where to concentrate your efforts.
Dr. David Nabarro, thank you very much indeed. Coming up, it's been a chaotic